granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Doggy Glom, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Rum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, Lum has decided to take over Sister Simpson's position as leader of the Pine Ridge Society, and his first select social function is to be the Grandpappy Spears coming out party. The purpose of this affair is to make Grandpap feel at home and perhaps to cure him of his amnesia. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store and library consulting an etiquette book. Abner is on the phone. Listen.
No, you must be mistook about that, Miss Simpson. No, Mom, I ain't heard nothing about no party for Grandpap. No, Mom. Yes, I'm all right, Miss Simpson. Not at all. Goodbye. Doggy's Lum, I hate to tell a story there, but I didn't know what else to do.
Yeah, reckon whereabouts she heard about Grandpap's coming out party already.
I don't know. Must be a woman's inner tuition, I reckon.
Must be. Either that or a mental telegraphy one.
Well, whatever it is, I still think you ought to let her run this party, Lum. She sounded on the phone there like she's about ready to come over here and fist fight both of us.
Well, let her come. I don't care.
Well, Lum, you don't know what you're saying. I don't believe the two of us could whip her. There's a wildcat, that Sister Simpson.
I don't care what she is. I still believe I can whip her by myself.
You can't do it now, Lum. You're going to get yourself hurt if you jump on her. I'll tell you that right now.
I'll wrestle her any day.
She'll whip you. I'll lay money she'll whip you.
I seen her trying to knock that thing at the carnival last year, trying to knock that with a sledgehammer, make that thing
up. Yeah, she
went
four cigars doing it, too.
I know she did, but she couldn't smoke them.
Well, no, she couldn't do that, but she could ring the bell with that sledgehammer thing.
I don't care how stout she is now. She's run the social life of Pine Ridge too long, and she's run it right into a rut, too.
She has, huh?
Yes, sir. But that's all going to be changed now. From now on, things are going to be run by Lum Whitley Itter, statuesque leader of local society.
Whitley, that ain't your name, Lum.
Well, it might be. Facts is, now that I think about it, I believe I did have an uncle by that name. Uncle Whitley, we called him. Yeah. And I was named after him, too, I think.
Now, you just got that name out of the society column in that St. Louis newspaper. That's where you got it.
No, I never done no such a thing. It's just a coincidence that me and Miss Whitley Maddox of Meadow Hills has got the same name. Her and me might be relates for all I know.
Oh, sassy fresh. Sassy
well,
fresh.
We might be. I had a second cousin that lived in St. Louis once. Went there to take up barbering.
Barbering?
Yes, sir. Had a two-chair shop there for a while.
Well, is he still in business up there?
No, he gave that up on account of the depression. Got himself a job trimming hedges.
Trimming hedges, huh?
Yeah, so his barber experience come in handy after all, of course.
Yeah.
And he might have trimmed the hedges of one of them big estates and maybe got acquainted with the society folks that way. And gradually worked himself up.
Uh-huh.
That could happen.
What was his name?
Floyd, I think. Floyd Elkins.
I thought you said it was Whitley.
Well, it was changed to that when he got married, natural.
Oh, yeah, that'd work, yeah. Well, relates or no relates, I still think we ought to let Sister Simpson run this party long.
Oh, no, she's too small-townish, Abner. Granny, I'm going to put on a party that'll be wrote up in the St. Louis paper and the Chicago paper and the New York and San Francisco paper and I don't know where all.
Yeah, huh?
Why, they'll have my photograph printed in every newspaper in the whole United States.
Your photograph?
Yes, sir.
I thought this party was for Grandpap.
Huh?
It's his coming out party, ain't it?
Well, yeah, his picture will be there, too, natural. But they always run the picture of whoever gives the party.
Oh.
Like Ms. Whitley Maddox, for instance. I'm the one that's giving this one, too. I'm the hostess.
The hostess, huh?
Yeah. Statuesque hostess of Pine Ridge Society.
Well, I just hope it works out all right. That's all I've got to say.
Oh, don't worry. It will. I know what I'm doing. Besides, I've got a book here to read out of.
Yeah, I know. Been sitting there reading on that thing for 2 days.
Been getting some good ideas out of this book, too.
Well, what book is that exactly, Lon?
It's one I found in the library over there. You saw it before. Elsie Blucher's Good Etiquette for Town and Country.
Country? They don't have etiquette out in the country, do they?
Little, I reckon. Mostly in town, though.
Well, that's where I always thought it was. In places like this, here at Pine Ridge, they don't have it out in the country long.
Well, you're right. There's one thing in here that's got me stumped, though. According to the book, I don't think we can have the party at the schoolhouse.
Oh.
Wait a minute. That was our ring, wasn't it?
I don't know. Might have been. I'll see.
Go ahead.
Hello, Jotham Down Store Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Huh? Oh, yeah, what is it, Cedric? Do what? Oh, yeah, sure, I'll do that for you. All right, goodbye.
What does he want to do?
Just a minute, Lon. Hello? Cedric? Wake up. Goodbye.
For goodness sake, what was that for?
Well, Cedric was supposed to get up right now, and he busted his alarm clock, so he wanted me to wake him up by phone.
Oh.
What'd you say the book said? We can't have the party at the schoolhouse.
Well, that's about the size of it, I'm feared.
Well, law me, Lon, you're president of the school board. You ought to have more to say in that there book of etiquette.
Well, it ain't a matter of getting permission to use it. I don't mean that. It's just that schoolhouse ain't mentioned nowheres in this whole book.
It ain't, huh?
No, it talks about ballrooms and reception halls and drawing rooms and all that, but never schoolhouses.
Well, we better have it there anyway, Lon. I don't believe that woman there that wrote that book at Elsie Blucher or whatever her name is, I don't believe she'll ever find out about it, Lon.
Yes, she will. She'll read about it in the papers.
She will.
And there's another thing. It ain't going to sound right for the article to say, "The season's most fashionable coming-out party was throwed last night by the social prominent Lum Whitley Edwards, statuesque hostess, at the schoolhouse."
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, it lets down at the end there.
The schoolhouse does?
No, the sentence does.
Huh?
It ought to end up with, "In the elegant golden room of his mansion," or something like that.
Well, you ain't got no mansion, Lum.
I know I ain't. That's just the trouble. That place of mine is way yonder too small to hold a party in.
Yeah, of course, that ain't hardly big enough for the Golden Era Discussion Club to meet, I'll admit that.
Reckon we could have it at your place, Abner?
My place?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to ask Elizabeth first, Lon. Of course, now, to be honest, though, our place ain't a whole lot bigger than yours, Lon. Them two front rooms is about the same size.
That's right, Abner.
Yeah.
You ain't got no drawing room in your house, neither.
No, Lord. Ain't got none of them. Well, of course, when little Pearl was still in school, she used to draw a few pictures now and then around the place there, but she just sat in there at the dining room table and drawed them. Never had no special room to do it in, or sat out there on the back porch.
Well, that wouldn't do. No, wouldn't be no good place to have a party.
Yeah, of course, she don't even do that no more now she's away at that nurse's training school. I could ride her and have her come home, I reckon, but I just hate to do it. She loves it there so much, Lon. Yeah. Just thanks the world and all that nursing school. I'd hate to bring her away from
it. Well, that wouldn't help none, no ways. Besides, the government needs all the nurses it can get.
Oh, yeah, they need them, yeah.
The book talks about garden parties, but I don't much like that idea.
Oh, no. No, sir, that's out right now. I can tell you that. Elizabeth never in the world would let you hold a party out there in her garden. She'd never stand for folks tromping around on them onions and turnips and cabbage and all that stuff she's got planted out there, no longer.
Be a handy place to have something to eat, though.
Well, yes, they want
all
to
sit around and eat onions.
Yeah, if they want to eat raw stuff, I reckon they could sit there and eat, but she wouldn't let a party pull up her whole garden and eat it, as hard as she's worked on it.
Be dirty out there, too, I reckon.
Why, sure. And if it keeps on raining like it is now, it'd be awful muddy, Lon. Just looks like we'll have to have it at the schoolhouse regardless, Lon.
Well, I ain't going to do that. I can tell you that right now. I ain't going to be the laughingstocks of the whole social world. I reckon you better call up Sister Simpson.
Well, now, look.
Go on, call her up. If I can't do this thing the way it ought to be did. I just don't want to have nothing to do with it.
You don't, huh?
I don't want my relates up in Meadow Hills thinking I'm some small town feller.
Well, maybe we could go ahead and have it over at your place if you got your head set on it. We could line everybody up outside and let them sort of take turns. Let about four of them in at a time and they could have a party there.
No, my place ain't big enough and that's all they are to it. Fact is, ain't no house in town that's big enough.
No, yours about as big as every one we got.
Besides, I couldn't give the kind of a party I want to give in this rainy weather, no way. Let Sister Simpson handle it.
Well, all right. That's what you want to do is see now what's her ring. Two longs and a short and a long, ain't it?
Something like that.
Yeah, I believe that's it. Dog, it sure is raining out there. Just look at it come down, Mom.
Wait a minute. Hang up the phone, Abner.
Huh?
Hang it up.
Oh, yeah.
Grannies, I got a idea. I'm giving this party after all.
You are?
Get me a can of gold paint.
Huh?
We're going to go over and paint the inside of the schoolhouse gold.
The schoolhouse? Well, I thought we couldn't have the party over. I thought we had to have it at somebody's home.
It's going to be at somebody's home. I'm moving in there.
You mean that you're going to live in the schoolhouse?
Till Grandpap's coming out party's over, I am, yeah.
Well, what about the young'uns going to school, Mom? You can't set up housekeeping in there and them young'uns going to school.
I'll declare them on a vacation. And from now on, don't call it the schoolhouse. Call it the mansion. The gold room of the Whitley Edwards Mansion. Get the phone there, Ed.
Oh, yes,
that sounds good. Whitley Edwards Mansion.
Hello, jot them down, store. Abner Peabody on this end. Huh? Oh, it has, huh? Oh, yeah, well, Lum will take care of that. Yeah, I'll tell him right away. Don't worry. All right. Goodbye.
Who's that?
Professor Sloan. He's over at the schoolhouse, Lum.
Well, what's his trouble?
Well, it seems that the roof of the gold room of the Whitley Edwards Mansion has just sprung another leak.